Thank you for listening to the Craig James Financial Services LLC podcast. Craig James Financial Services LLC is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York, 11747. You can reach us by phone at 631-393-2888 or toll-free at 1-877-887-2707. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group, Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group, Incorporated. Next Financial Group, Incorporated, does not offer tax and or legal advice.
Hello, my name is Craig Ferrantino. I'm the president of Craig James Financial Services here in Melville, New York. I founded Craig James Financial Services because I saw there was a need for independent, objective financial advice for our clients and for the greater community. We put these podcasts together at the request of many of you who have seen our presentations either in seminars or other educational presentations in other venues and wanted to learn more. And as a disclaimer, I wanted to mention that we are not owned by any insurance company or bank. We are truly independent, and therefore, we have the ability to work purely for our clients. Today, we are continuing with our podcast series called Disability Must Knows. In our first podcast on this topic, we discussed what disability insurance is and some of the most important definitions to understand when you are receiving quotes for disability insurance. Today, we're continuing with our podcast series called Disability Must Knows. In our first podcast on this topic, we discussed what disability insurance is and some of the most important definitions to understand when you're receiving quotes for disability insurance. In today's podcast, we will discuss different disability insurance provisions that can drastically affect when and how long you receive an income when disabled. I should say that guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and do not apply to the investment performance or safety of the investment options. In order to understand these provisions, we need to review two important terms, the elimination period and the benefit period. I'm going to ask Jenna DeRee, my VP of Marketing, to define these two terms before I get started. Jenna?
Thank you, Craig. First, let's begin with the elimination period. This is simply the time in days between when your disability occurs and when you start to get checks to replace your income. It is often thought of as a deductible period for your policy, similar to a medical insurance policy or a car insurance policy, which you're very familiar with. The most common elimination period is 90 days. If you go with a shorter elimination period of 30 or 60 days, you're going to have to pay a higher premium. You could also choose to have a longer elimination period, for example, 180 days, but this will only decrease your premium slightly. You do not get paid until your elimination period is satisfied. Again, let me repeat that. You do not get paid until your elimination period is satisfied. So if your elimination period is 90 days, you need to go without a check from the insurance company to pay your bills for 90 days. And then once the 90 days are passed, you will get checks tax-free for the amount defined on your policy. There's one thing to watch out for. There are some policies being sold that require an elimination period to be satisfied with total disability only or with consecutive days of a disability. Please look out for those phrases on your policy. In order to satisfy your elimination period, you need to be considered totally disabled under the terms of your insurance contract. Not partially disabled, not out of work as a result of a short-term disability, but totally disabled as defined in your contract. Please listen to our first podcast series for an in-depth discussion about the three main definitions of a total disability. This will help you put the pieces together and really understand what a total disability is and how it's defined according to your policy. In our practice, we typically use own occupation disability insurance, which defines a total disability as the inability to perform the material and substantial duties of your regular occupation despite the ability to perform the duties of another occupation. To save money, you can go into an ONOC or any OC definition. The monthly benefit will be paid until the end of the benefit period. If your policy states that your elimination period is only satisfied with consecutive days of a disability, you must be considered totally disabled for 90 days in a row. So if you are out of work for 89 days. You go back to work for one day and then leave work the next day due to your disability, you will have a 90-day elimination period to wait until you're eligible to receive a check for your bills. One feature that is helpful for an income replacement policy is an accumulation period. Using the example I just gave, you were out of work for 89 days, went back to work for a day, and then went back out on disability, you would only have an elimination period of one day remaining before you get a check to pay your bills. Having an accumulation feature helps you finish your elimination period in the shortest amount of time, therefore getting paid sooner. Next, let's discuss the benefit period. This is simply how long you will get paid. As I mentioned before, once the elimination period has been satisfied, monthly benefit checks will begin. The maximum amount of months that these checks can possibly come to you is your benefit period. Your benefits stop when you return to work in your own occupation, or, depending on the contract, to another occupation making the same income. Some possible benefit periods are to age 67, to age 65, 5 years and 2 years. To age 65 is the most popular type of contract. Now that you know what an elimination period is and a benefit period, I'm going to ask Craig to come back and discuss three important income replacement insurance provisions.
Thank you, Jenna. There are three income replacement insurance provisions that I would like to discuss. Residual disability, presumptive disability, and recurrent disability. The residual disability insurance provision comes into play once you are well enough to go back to work. You can perform the material and substantial duties of your occupation, but you have a loss of income of at least 20% or you are suffering a loss of time or duties. So more simply, let's say you are a dentist. You can still fill cavities, operate, and provide wellness checkups, but you cannot see as many patients or perform as many procedures, which means that there is less income generated for you and your dental practice. On disability insurance policies, the residual disability insurance rider will either state that there are two types of disability claims. First, there is a claim for an amount of money based on the owner's income. Second, there is a claim based on a loss of time or duties. A residual claim based on a loss of income means that the insurance company will continue to pay you until your income is back up to what it was before you became disabled. Under the second part, under a loss of time and duties claim, the insurance company generally stops paying a residual claim once you are back to work full time. Let's continue with the previous example to illustrate why a residual claim based on income is more beneficial to the owner of a disability policy. Let's say that this dentist is totally disabled for at least 6 months and then can go back to work full time. I know that despite working full time or even overtime, one's income may not be the same as it was before they became disabled. That dentist will have to work even harder to build their client base and to see enough patients each day to get their income back to where it was before they became disabled. So merely being back at work full time does not mean that you are making enough to support your practice, yourself, and everyday expenses. So you need to make sure that your income is protected and that you will continue to receive a check from the insurance company until you are making the income you need to support your practice and your loved ones. Another legal provision that one should review on an income replacement policies is the presumptive disability insurance provision. A presumptive disability is considered a loss of sight, speech, hearing, or the loss of any two limbs, and the provision makes sure that the owner receives a check immediately if they suffer a presumptive disability. Normally, this is not something you pay extra for. It is usually incorporated into most contracts. How the insurance company defines the type of loss will affect when you will get a check. look over this provision to see if they define the loss as a, quote, total loss or, another quote, permanent or irrevocable loss, end quote. A total loss of sight, speech, hearing, or the use of any two limbs is a lot different from an irrecoverable or permanent loss. Total losses protect you from a temporary loss of sight, speech, hearing, and broken limbs. An irrecoverable loss is just that. The disability must be permanent in order to receive the presumptive claim from the insurance company. This provision was created to protect one against drastic disabilities that occur suddenly. Lastly for today, let's review the recurrent disability insurance provisions, which is a provision that protects the owner of an income replacement policy in the case when they may go out on a disability, return back to work, and then go back out on disability again. The average provision will say something like this. Quote, for a recurrent disability within 6 months from the same or related cause, the insurance company will waive the elimination period, end quote. The recurrent disability provision is designed to make sure that a person does not have to go through more than one elimination period within a certain period of time. For example, if you have a 12-month recurrent clause, related disabilities that occur within 12 months of a prior disability will not require a new elimination period. So we discussed of the three that were very important, income replacement provisions, we discussed residual disability, presumptive disability, and recurrent disability. Now here's Jenna for our conclusion.
Today we continued our discussion on disability insurance policies. We reviewed some important disability insurance provisions and what the elimination period and benefit period are in regards to an income replacement insurance policy. In future episodes, we'll be covering optional riders that are available, some of the various exclusions, and some of the questions you can expect to see on a disability insurance application. This is our second episode in our series titled Disability Must Knows. We would like to thank you for your time, and we hope that you benefited from listening to us, and will continue to enjoy and benefit from our future podcasts. If you're also considering life insurance, please feel free to listen to our podcast series entitled Insurance and You. All of our podcasts are available on our website, www.longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions on anything we discussed today, please contact us by calling our office here in Melville, New York at 631-393-2888 or toll free at 1-877-887-2707. On behalf of all of us at Craig James Financial Services, we look forward to hearing from you soon.